This is TWiT.
Okay. Solar winds. It's going to be a while
the
before we really
keeps
get through
on
this
giving.
Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we know, post-intrusion forensics is always difficult. You know, like, you know, the famous hacking 101 is, well, once you break in, you delete the log files of your break-in, and thus you eliminate some of the tracks. And I don't know, so that's a sort of a classic example. But yeah, you can kind of do that. And we've talked about how much the designers of this of the intrusion, how much effort they went to deliberately thwart post intrusion forensics from figuring out where they came from, like not to decouple the intrusion from solar winds into other systems to prevent it being tracked back to solar winds. So the previous solar winds CEO, Kevin Thompson, says that it may, this was in front of the Senate or the House, I guess it was a representative's, the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight and Homeland Security Committee. He said it may have all started when an intern, right? You know, blame it on an intern. They're gone. When an intern set an important password to SolarWinds123. Not, unfortunately, not monkey, but still, you know, it was SolarWinds password set to SolarWinds123. And then adding insult to injury, the intern posted it on GitHub.
I love it.
Kevin Thompson, he told a joint U.S. House of Representatives Oversight and Homeland Security Committee hearing that the password was, quote, a mistake that an intern made. They violated our password policies and they posted that password on their own private GitHub account. As soon as it was identified and brought to the attention of my security team, they took that down, unquote. Okay, now, as soon as, you know, that's, you know, when you learn to speak that way, you get the C of the CEO in front of your designation. Kevin's responsible as possible sounding testimony was contradicted by SolarWinds' current CEO, Sudhakar Ramakrishna, who confessed that the password SolarWinds123 was in use by 2017. The researcher Vinoth Kumar, who discovered the leaked password to one of SolarWinds' file servers, had earlier stated that SolarWinds did not change the password until November of 2019, after he had discovered it on the internet and reported it. So about 2 years, that password SolarWinds123 was in use. Now the insecure password. Yeah,
you have to wonder all the employees who used it who didn't think twice.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. In 2 years, that's how they logged onto that server. Oh, thank goodness!
This so is easy to remember.
Yes. Don't have to look it up. It's not a bunch of gibberish. It's, you know, like you can just say it over the phone. How nice. The insecure password is one of three possible avenues of attack which SolarWinds has been investigating as it tries to determine how it was first compromised by the hackers. The two other theories are brute force guessing of company passwords, you know, so-called credential stuffing, as we call it now, as well as the possibility the hackers could have entered via compromised third-party software. That's right. Let's blame it on somebody else. If not the intern that we had a couple years ago, whose password was allowed to sit there for several years, then some other third-party software. And, of course, they're the third-party software that really did the damage. In other words, they don't know for sure. And since post-intrusion forensics is difficult, we might never be certain. But publicly posting a private password on GitHub is certainly not the way to keep it a secret.